his father has kind of been disowned. Mm-hmm. And his father hasn't had any contact with my husband's grandfather in like 30 or 40 mm-hmm. years. So we don't know a whole lot. We started writing to him after we got married. We sent him a wedding announcement. And then when we had the baby, we sent him an announcement and stuff. And he's just kind of started to write to us. Mm-hmm. So it'll be really interesting to find out what the history is. Because mm-hmm. I don't know. I really don't know. If that's the first thing everybody says to me, where is your name from?
What's your name?
Ciz. It's spelled C-Z-Y-S. It's pretty fun.
But you know, when I was in Virginia, I was doing genealogy there and helping people with that. And we did a lot of work in some of those eastern countries. The records are coming in, and it's interesting how much that they were getting from those countries.
That will just be fascinating to find that out. Yeah, I don't know how many generations back it was that his ancestors came over from Poland. I'm not sure. I would think it has to have been quite a while, because I know that the grandfather and the great-grandfather were Americans.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, they've been here quite a few years then. Of course, you think immigration into America came in the 1890s and early 1900s, so still that's still two or three generations back. Can you think of any queer words we use? She's been quizzing me about all these words, what I call them.
Well, plus if you use them, you never think that they're
different. You never think they're different. No.
Because that's all you've ever known. What do you call it when you're in line, when there's a bunch of people in line, and someone comes and gets in at the front of the line?
Pushing in it?
Pushing. We had a big controversy over that in my class, too. Some people said cutting in line, and some people said skipping in line. Some people said bugging.
Bugging in line.
They were bugging in line.
I think I'd said they pushed their way into the line.
What about if you leave school when you're not supposed to and go play games?
Slough?
Mm-hmm. See, nobody'd ever heard that. That's just what people around here use. Nobody. In other
really?
Places, cut class or... Yeah, I said that once. Nobody knew what I meant. I talked to somebody that wasn't from around here.
Yeah, we slept. We slept.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of some of the others that we've had big class debates on. Do you ever say someone's fixing to do that? I think that's more Southern.
No, I think that's more of a Southern expression.
I say that. I say that a lot.
Where'd
you get
Texas.
That from? I don't know. We're fixing to.
Fixing to do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That chivalry was one I had never heard of before.
You know what chivalry is? Yeah, you've probably heard of it, haven't you?
Yeah, I've heard of that. This is not like anything you really want to try.
It died out. I don't remember it. Only just real early on when I was real, you know, in my early teens. But I don't think it's done much after. It wasn't very common even then. But it had been during my sister's time. Now that was a very common thing.
I guess you didn't go very far away from home either when you got married.
No, you just get married and come maybe set up housekeeping out there in the town or in your parents' home or something like that to take a couple of rooms.